In today's Mishnah, we're in the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 7th Parak Masechet Sanhedrin. And we continue to learn about the various prohibitions that are punishable with skila, with stoning. So Mishnah continues, now Oved Avodah Zarah, some engage in idol worship. So Mishnah says, Achad Oved, whether he engaged in a particular form of Avodah, of worship of this particular Avodah Zarah, or whether, as we'll learn, the next four types of Avodah, even if it wasn't the way in which this Avodah Zarah was worshipped, it would still be punished with skila. So what are these other special four unique ways? That is, Achad Zaveach, whether he slaughtered an animal in front of it, the Achad Mekater, or Mekater, that refers to if he burnt incense, Achad Menasech, this is when he's doing wine libations, Achad Mishtachaveh, or he bows towards it. And Mishnah then continues, Achad Mekablo Alav Leloha, or if he says he is accepting this form of Avodah Zarah as his God, Vahomer, he stands in front of this idol and says, Eliata, you are my God. These would all be punishable with skila, meaning if he was pre-warned and he did it deliberately. If he did it by mistake, you're going to be punishable with chatat, because if he wasn't warned, it is punishable with karet. Similar to a previous prohibition we learned in yesterday's Mishnahs. It says, Aval ha-megafef, if he starts hugging this idol, or menashek, or he kisses, or the ha-mechabed, this refers to, say, sweeps in front of it, or merabetz, or he pours water in front of it in order to make the dust settle in front of it. Vahamarchitz, or he washes it, vahasach, he rubs oil on it, ha-mabish, or he clothes it, or manil, he puts shoes on it. All these aren't really forms of worship, however, the demonstrations are showing honor towards this idol. Then in that situation, it's not a capital offense, however, still a negative prohibition being violated, which is the prohibition of lota of dem. If he's noder bishmo, if he makes a neder, an oath, with using the name of this Avodah Zarah, of this particular idol worship, the hamekayim bishmo, or he made a neder and then he fulfills the neder. Another understanding is hamekayim bishmo means he makes a neder applying to another individual, and he fulfills a neder. It says, Over belo ta'aseh, then he violates once again a negative prohibition, because that's v'shem Elohim elechrim lo taskiru. He shouldn't mention other gods. And this refers to, in the context that we're seeing, by a neder. Ha-po'er atzmo l'bar po'or, if someone relieves himself in front of this bal po'or type of father worship, which one would think is being a disgraceful gesture, Mishnah says, no, that's exactly where it was worshipped. Similarly, Hazarek Evel Markolis, if he throws a stone towards this form of Avodah Zarah called Markolis Hashem, that is his form of idol worship. And this is, the Gemara explains that even if he's doing so, Derech Bizeyon, he dislikes it. And he says, oh, this is disgusting. He throws a stone or he goes to the toilet in front of it. Mishnah's warning us that actually that is its form of worship. However, because he didn't actually intend to worship it in that manner, he would be chayev achatat. He wouldn't be killed for it because he didn't intend to worship it, and he violated prohibition, what's called b'shogeg, inadvertently, so he'd have to bring a korban. What's interesting here, there's an opinion, the Katia cites the Tosfot Yontov actually, that if he was warned, saying, you have to be careful, don't throw a stone at that thing, because that's his tabavora, and the guy, and they says, I hate these things, I'm going to throw a stone at it anyway, there is an opinion that he would actually still be chayev skila, even if he wasn't intending to worship it. Let's continue. Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah begins here discussing on Tem Mizaro Lamolech. So Molech was another type of Avodah Zarah. The way Kant explains introduction, I think there are different discussions exactly what it was, but he explains as follows. What one would do, the Molech would effectively, I think, seem to worship fire. What would happen is that an individual would take their son and hand their son over, that's Noten, they'd give their son over, hand his son over to the Komarim, the actual priests of Molech, those who worship this fire. When the Komarim took the son, they would light the fires, then hand the son over back to the father, and the father would pass the son between these fires. They wouldn't get burnt, simply go between the two. So that's this explicit prohibition in the Torah of this form of Avodah Zarah. And the way Kant explains it in his introduction, that's according to the way the Rambam explains what Molech was. So Mishnah says, Hanoten Mizaro LaMolech, simply handing over one son to the Komarim, to these priests, Enu Chayiv Ad Shiyimso LaMolech V'Avriu Ba'esh. He would not have violated the prohibition until he's handed over his son to the priests, and then subsequently, after it's handed back the way he explained it, passed his son through the fires. Aval Masar LaMolech, if he handed over to the Komarim, Velo he'evir and didn't pass his son through the fire, or he'evir be'esh, or he passed his son through the fires, but didn't velo masar lamolech, but didn't hand him over to the priests, then we say einu chayv, he wouldn't violate the prohibition such that he would be punishable with skila. Until when? Ad shiyim tzor lamolech ve'oroesh, until both are done. Next is bal ov. So what was bal ov? Zet pitom. This is a type of kishuf, type of witchcraft or sorcery, that the way the Bartanur explains it, he says, he would take a skull of an individual, completely decomposed individual, so it's just a skull, and then they would maktirla, they'd do some sort of offering towards it, and then ask questions towards the skull, and it would tell things of the future, and it would respond. That's pitom. And also, he explains v'hamedaber mishichio. That's where the Bartender explains it as if they're two separate things. That's where they would take the skull and place it the shichio, which is in his under his like in his armpit, and they would do another type of kishuf such that this skull would then respond to questions regarding the future. V'yidoni, what's yidoni? That's also punishable according to the Torah by skila. V'hamedaber befiv. So it sounds like they would take a bone from a yidoa, the type of animal or a bird, place it in his mouth, and it would start speaking. Once again, through kishuf, through this type of witchcraft or sorcery, they would start saying matters regarding the future. So Mishnah says, Hare elu beskila. All these things would be punishable with skila. However, nishal bahem, if someone didn't actually engage in balov and yedoni, but actually inquired of someone who was engaged in this type of kishuf, then we say he wouldn't get killed, wouldn't be executed, wouldn't be punishable with skila, the person who simply asked of it. However, it would still be ba'azhara, that it would still be a violating a negative prohibition, which is al tifnu el avod ve'el ha'yedonim, which is specifically the Torah not to turn towards them. And those are Mishnah today.